Chapter 8. The Party. The morning of the 14th of February was dry and sunny, after the worst storm in England for 50 years. Helen looked out of the window and smiled. "We're fortunate that the storm is over," she thought. "It'll be nice if people can walk to the party tonight under the stars." She was having romantic thoughts about the evening when the phone rang. It was Bobby. "The leisure centre phoned 5 minutes ago," he said. "There's a hole in the roof and the rain came into the hole last night. There's water everywhere. They have to close the building while they repair the roof, so there won't be a costume party tonight."
"But everything is ready," Helen shouted in a panic. "We sold the last tickets yesterday."
"Well, I hope you've still got all the money, because the people with tickets will want to get their money back," Bobby said.
"And how are we going to tell everybody?" Helen asked. "We can't phone 1,000 people, and anyway, we don't know who they are."
She wanted to cry. "We'll put announcements on the walls at school, because we sold most of the tickets there," Bobby said. "I'm also going to phone the local radio station. Perhaps they'll help us and announce the cancellation every hour. I'll see you later. Bye." Helen put the phone down and started to cry. All their hard work was for nothing. When she went downstairs half an hour later, her eyes were still red. The family was in the kitchen having breakfast and listening to the news about the party on the radio.
"I don't want to talk about it," Helen said, "and I don't want to eat anything."
She took her bag and left the house. She met Lisa at the entrance to the school. Bobby was already putting posters on the walls and telling everyone the bad news. They went to their classes, but they were so upset that they couldn't concentrate. At lunchtime, the beauty team came and spoke to them. They were furious.
"We were going to do everyone's hair and get hundreds of pounds," they shouted. "Why can't you find a solution?"
"Oh, be quiet," said Bobby. The three friends turned their backs and went to the school dining hall. There they saw Mike, the editor of the newspaper. He was smiling.
"What's so funny?" Helen asked. "You're losing a big story. What are you going to put in your little newspaper this week?"
She gave a cruel smile. She didn't feel very kind at the moment.
"Everything's a story," said Mike. "A cancellation is a story too. I've got a photographer at the leisure centre now, and he's taking pictures of the water everywhere. Another reporter is interviewing some people with tickets and taking photos of their costumes. The people are sad because they can't wear them tonight. It's a very good story. Can I interview you three?"
"No!"
the three friends shouted together. At that moment, they saw the school's secretary walking quickly to their table.
"Can you come to my office?" she said. "There's a phone call from the local radio station."
"I don't want to give any interviews," Bobby said, while they were walking down the corridor.
"But they're helping us tell everyone about tonight," said Lisa. "We should speak to them."
Helen took the phone. "Hello," she said.
"I've got good news for you," said the woman from the radio station. "The proprietor of a big warehouse heard our announcement. His warehouse is empty at the moment, and he's prepared to give it to you for the costume party tonight. The only problem is that it's very dirty. Do you want it? You must give me your answer now so that we can announce it on the radio."
While the woman waited, Helen quickly explained the situation to the others.
"What do you think?" she said. "Can we do it?"
"How can we prepare the warehouse in 8 hours?"
Lisa asked nervously. But Bobby was enthusiastic.
"Say yes," he exclaimed, "and she should also announce that the party will start at 9:30 p.m. instead of 8.
Helen was beginning to feel better. She gave the message to the woman, and then they all ran to the headmaster's office. The headmaster was very nice.
"Okay, take some students to help you," he said. "This is a crisis. And it's an important project. I'll permit it this time."
He smiled at them and added,
and because it's going to be a very tiring day, the teams and their helpers can come to school an hour later tomorrow." Helen wanted to kiss him, but they had to start work immediately. Lisa went into a few classes and found students to help clean the warehouse.
"You don't have to go to lessons today," she told them. "We spoke to the headmaster and he gave us permission."
In less than half an hour, parents and friends arrived at the school to take the students to the warehouse. Other parents and teachers came to help with the cleaning too. The local radio followed the story enthusiastically, and of course, Mike was very happy that his newspaper story was progressing so well.